Welcome to the Soulful Woman Podcast. My name is Neera Lal, and I'm an embodiment coach who helps women like you connect to their body, mind, and energy wisdom so that you can deeply heal and live your soul truth. I'm here to teach awakened souls how to consciously navigate the ups and downs of life, harmonize your divine feminine and masculine energies, and become your own inner healer. On this podcast, I'll share channeled messages from spirit, embodiment practices, energetic activations, and mindset shifts so you can live your most unfiltered, unapologetic, and fully expressed life. If you're ready to activate your inner wisdom, you've come to the right place. Now let's get soulful, woman.
I'm coming to you today from such a heart expanded place. I'm feeling bubbly. I'm feeling all the feelings. I'm feeling the emotions. And as I speak to you, my eyes are closed because I'm tuned in. I'm tapped into what is alive within me that I want to share with you. I want to come to you from a really raw and real place today. And that is always my intention. But as you know, we get distracted by life, what we see around us, expectations, who we should be, how we should be, what we should be. And I'm here to tell you that everything that you want, all the peace, all the love, all the joy, all the happiness, all the expansion, all the more that you want, it comes with so much more ease when you allow your life to be soul-led, when you allow yourself to tap into your soul wisdom and lead from there. This is when you tune into you. This is when you move from being a girl into being the queen, the woman of your life. Feel that. How many times are you reverting to being the girl? Save me, fix me, I'm not enough. What are other people doing? How should I be? Why aren't they paying attention? What can I do to fix this or that person? How can I make people like me? How can I avoid discomfort? What did I do wrong? I hope I'm not in trouble. Shrinking, getting loud out of fear. Step away from the girl and into the woman who is soul-led. You are enough. You are enough. There comes a point in every woman's life where you have to stop and remember that you are complete just as you are. Society, people around you have taught you that you need a partner, that you need a house, that you need a job, that you need this, that, or the other thing to be complete. You do not. Those are nice things to have. But recognize the power, the beauty, the energy that lives in the woman that you are. I encourage you to feel into the grief. Feel into the grief of denying all of you, of denying all that you are. Because if you are wanting more, feeling anxious, feeling like you've been missing out, like the things you want are going to pass you, like life is hard, I'm not denying that. Those feelings feel very real. But what I want you to remember is that while those feelings are real, what's also real is that you are a gift. You are powerful. You are royal. You are a goddess. And I don't mean that as a buzzword. I mean that as the real divine feminine energy of your goddesshood, of your womanhood. So feel the grief where it lays in your body of all of the times where you chose what other people want, other people's standards, other people's voice over your own. Feel it in your body. Where is it? Breathe into it. Give it space. And as you give it space, let it release through crying, shouting, moving, moaning, whatever you desire. And once you do that, you'll create spaciousness within you. Instead of for always searching for more, searching for something different, ask yourself, what do I want? What's real for me? What would I do in this moment if I connected to my soul wisdom? What does a soul-led life look like, sound like, feel like on the day to day? You are magic. What is your magic? What is the magic that you are that wants to shine? What have you been hiding that wants to shine? Put it out in the world, put it out in your conversations. Let it be known that you are magic. How would this change how you show up today? How would this change how you show up on the day to day? What would be the legacy that you leave? How do you want to live? How do you want to be remembered? How does your soul want to be remembered? What is the impact you want to have? Come back home to yourself. Come back home to yourself, your wisdom, your knowledge, your gifts, your beauty, your radiance. Come back to all of it. Let that lead your life. Stop shrinking. So many of the problems that people face are because we shrink and we give more prominence and importance to how other people are living, what you should have based on other people's standards by this point. There are a lot of things that I want in this life that I don't yet have. And what I've learned is that even though I'm still working towards those and creating space in my life for all of that, I don't feel incomplete most days. Of course, everybody has their moments. But what I am really leaning into is becoming more of me, following my soul, my wisdom, my guidance, knowing that as I do this, I am putting little deposits into my own bank account of self-worth, of self-love, and I am healing eons of abandonment. Abandonment that I have personally experienced and abandonment that I have absorbed through my family, my lineage, society, what I've been told, what I've been taught, what I've seen. And this is the same for most of you listening. So you can want more. You can desire more. Allow that to coexist with loving who you are and letting your soul essence lead your life, making decisions from your soul essence place, not the part that thinks that you aren't enough, because that part is lying. We must stop abandoning ourselves. And when we stop abandoning ourselves and we choose ourselves in our inner wisdom over and over and over again, this is when we begin to magnetize the right people, the right things, the right opportunities, the right experiences into our lives, because we are congruent. And this is not a state of perfection. This is a state of evolving. Allow yourself to evolve. We are constantly evolving. Step up and into the value of who you already are. That place is magnetic. When you know, yes, there's more I want to expand into, but I am already the shit. And it's not from ego. It's from deep devotion and honoring of yourself. Let yourself sit with this. Sit with the word devotion. How can you be devoted to loving yourself, to not abandoning yourself? How can you be devoted to your soul, knowing your soul essence and your wholeness? This is your unique signature. Let this unique signature shine in the world. And as you let it shine, all that is meant for you begins to line up. Be doing this because you want more, because you want completion from something else. Do it because you know you are complete. You are a multidimensional being that is made of love. And that love is a gift to you and to the planet. Steep into the magic that you are. Ah, I feel so, so activated right now. There is this energy pouring through me, and I myself am going through a massive integration and massive up-leveling in my own self and in my own energy. And I wish to share this all with you. Come with me in this journey, because the more we sink into our magic, the more we allow ourselves to live a life that is connected to our own higher self, our own soul wisdom, our deepest needs, our deepest devotion to self and honoring the self, the easier it becomes. The easier it becomes. The less you feel like you're holding on with this tight grip. And I have been there. I have so been there, and I'm speaking from experience. And I want to bring you into this energy. And if this is creating a little spark in your heart and you want more of this, I invite you to join us on Sunday, November 21st. For becoming living light. We are going to hold ourselves in such deep devotion, really working with the goddess woman energy and using it to amplify all that you are and all that you want and all that you are becoming. So check out the link in my Instagram bio to get in on that. This will be happening bi-weekly till the end of 2021. And that's all I have to share with you today. I hope you felt my heart and my soul speaking to you today. Be more of you. Be more of you, especially when you feel like you have to be someone else, something else. That's a lie. There is nothing wrong with you. I love you. Thank you so much for spending a part of your day with me. If you love this episode of the Soulful Woman Podcast, share it with a friend or loved one who you think could benefit from this message. Take a screenshot, tag me at Neera Lal, and share it on your Instagram stories to let me know what resonated with you the most. And be sure to rate, review, and download the podcast to help get this powerful message out to more people. To know when the next episode is out, go ahead and click the subscribe button to get notified so that you never miss one. And remember to tune in, listen to your soul knowing, and be who you came here to be. Until next time, stay soulful, woman.